You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borg. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Friday, 24th day of February, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. The first live broadcast is our live training room. That's reserved for members only and those who are taking their 1 week free trial. If you've not taken your 1 week free trial, go to mytradingiq.com, click the button at the top of the page, and it'll walk you through the process. This morning, we did stream our live training room live on YouTube, so you get a little bit of a sneak peek behind the curtain. It will show up in the YouTube feed on our channel shortly. The afternoon broadcast, the one that begins at 12 noon Eastern, is open to the public. That's everybody, everywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. Now, there's two different ways you can join the afternoon broadcast. One a little better than the other. Go to mytradingiq.com, scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast, click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and you're done. Every trading day going forward, you'll get an email about an hour before the afternoon broadcast starts. So at 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click the link in the email and it will automatically log you into our platform. Now, I call that the better way because it gives you access to the question box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. If you're out of the office, away from your desktop, but you still want to join the afternoon broadcast live, all you have to do is take that internet-connected device and point the browser to our YouTube channel, which is easy to remember, youtube.com/CFRN. youtube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every trading day on our YouTube channel, but we also archive every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily live broadcasts archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And if you're new to the world of CFRN, it's a good way to get to know who we are, what we do, how we do it, even why we do it. You can scroll back 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, 2 years, even more. And of course, we don't expect you to watch every broadcast, but just pick days at random. Doesn't matter what day you pick, because no matter what day you pick, you're going to find a thread of connectivity, a thread of continuity woven through each and every daily broadcast. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And you'll be encouraged again and again to keep it simple. There's no reason to complicate the business of trading. Nobody knows what's going to happen next in the market. No man, no machine, no indicator, no oscillator, no algorithm. Adam was not given the ability to change the past or to know the future, and those two things are inextricably linked for eternity. So I know you go to a lot of slick websites and you get some emails with great ad copy about reading tomorrow's headlines today. Well, you've fallen for that nonsense one too many times. The only solution to trading is to actually learn how to trade. And once you get all the nonsense out of the way, it actually becomes a pretty simple business. Trading's not easy, but it can be simple. But you have to make a concerted effort to let it be simple. So, with that said, we'll open with a word of prayer. Now, all week we've been talking about the secrets of a successful servant of God. We've been talking about Samuel and Eli. In fact, we've used 1 Samuel all week. Today's scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. And I'll read that from the Message translation. Samuel grew up. God was with him. And Samuel's prophetic record was flawless. Everyone in Israel, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, recognized that Samuel was the real thing, a true prophet of God. God continued to show up at Shiloh, revealed through his word to Samuel at Shiloh. Again, that was 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Obeying God. That's really at the top of the list. We're wrapping up this discussion, but there's nothing more important. Samuel lived a life that demonstrates how available he was to serve God at all times. Furthermore, he was conscious of hearing God's voice. Thirdly, despite his fear, he informed Eli of the truth about what God had revealed to him. His life was a product of such integrity because the Lord was with him. Samuel could rely on everything he said. When Samuel first heard from God as a child, it was not a one-time event. It was simply the first of many times that Samuel would hear and communicate the word of God and his name and all of Israel from Dan, that's the extreme north, to Beersheba, the extreme south of Israel. They would recognize Samuel as an established prophet of the Lord. His name became famous in all of Israel. He never asked for such fame. But when he was faithful, God raised him. When you have a consistent relationship with God, he will lift you up in all time. All you have to do is humble yourself. If you accept God's work with the motive of becoming famous, let me just urge you not to do that. Samuel faithfully served God and the nation of Israel as it transitioned from the system of judges to the rulership of kings. Men did not choose Samuel. He was chosen by God himself. He was not only a prophet, but also a judge and even a priest. In addition, in his great concern for the nation, he sometimes would be in deep intercessory prayer for them. Samuel's life serves as an example for us today. His obedience to God from the time he was a youth, his faith, and his willingness to intercede for others make him a role model for us. Wait upon God to elevate you. Being successful doesn't mean you have everything in this world. Rather, being faithful till the end, finishing the race, and receiving the reward are the real marks of success. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, We thank you for the lovely example of Samuel, who was open to hear your voice, calling to him in the night, and was obedient to obey your call on his life. Keep us from all forms of spiritual impairment, or from allowing us a worldly mindset that would cause us to slip into a compromised Christianity or develop a lukewarm attitude towards you. May we be open to every whisper of your word and ready to obey your call on our lives, no matter when it comes or however difficult it may be. We pray that, like Samuel, our eyes, ears, heart, and will may be open to your leading and guidance. It's in Jesus' name that we believe and pray. And everybody said, Amen. Well, happy Friday. It's been quite a week. And let me just say, I'm glad it's Friday. Let me give you the numbers from around the world. We'll start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or the indices as they're called. Now, last week we started talking about the major down leg. And last night in the workshop, we talked about the bounce we anticipated at the 38% Fib retracement. I'll show you those in a moment when we go to the chart. Currently, the Dow is down 360 points. That's a little over 1%. The NASDAQ's down 205 points, 1.75%. S&P 500 is down 49, 1.25%. And the Russell 2000, our man in the street, down 19 points, just over 1%. In the commodity basket, crude oil is up 87 cents, trading 76.26 last. That's a gain of over 1%. Gold down $8.40, trading 18.1840 last. Silver down 43 cents, trading 20.87 last. That's a drop of 2% and almost $2,500 per contract traded. In the Asian markets at the close, Nikkei posted a gain of 349 points, 1.25%. The Shanghai dropped 20. The Hang Seng fell 341. That's over 1.5%. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE down 29. The DAX down 265, which is 1.75%. And the CAC down 130, also 1.75%. So that gave us a mixed day in Asia, with the Nikkei the only green on the screen. It was a red day for the UK. And so far, it's a big red Radio Friday here in the US of A. Now, this is just how challenging a week it's been. When you don't see many Logic 247 alerts, that's a big heads up, something's up. I don't put the alerts out to entertain anyone. I put the alerts out to help train you. And when the market is showing erratic behavior because it's a market looking for direction, well, then the opportunities for high probability, low risk trade setups are few and far between. The logic alerts come out around the clock 24/7 as opportunity presents itself. Futures trade around the clock. We have traders around the globe. So we got to make sure that everybody, no matter where they are taken care of. This week, we only issued a total of 23 alerts. One never triggered. Still waiting on two. That was as of 7 a.m. this morning. So that gave us 20 actionable alerts, of which 5 or 25% would have been stopped down, based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, based on market structure, in a very simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders in their unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions. The logic alerts are based on current price action. Currently, there's over 13,000, I think 400, individual handcrafted alerts in the alert channel. Over the last 237 weeks, we've averaged 20% or less being stopped out based on that risk profile I just explained. So even if we end the week at 25%, our average will still be well below 20%. But I use 20% as a round number because we have many weeks where there's 3, 4, 5. Last week there was 13% stopped out. Now those are the logic alerts. Again, they come out around the clock. You got an entry, you got an initial target, often a second, a third, a fourth target, and then of course a final trade to target. On every long alert, the final trade to target is the weekly zone above, and on every short alert, the final trade to target is the weekly zone below. Our original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, they're a little bit different. Number one, they don't come out around the clock. They come out every evening shortly after the Globex open. The markets open at 6 p.m. Eastern. Now, today's Friday, but the Friday session began last night at 6 p.m. Eastern here in the U.S. We cover all the same markets with the CTAs as we do with Logic 247. And this makes it so simple to get your daily goal. Once this report is published, the numbers are good for the entire session. But what you should first do on your 30-minute chart is make note of where price is at this time. It's always going to be between these two numbers on each market. If price gets above the 30-minute BBC, it is attempting to reach the long target. If price is below the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the short target. It's that simple. Look left to spot potential obstacles, support, or resistance, and know how price behaves at a weekly trading zone, because price is always trying to reach a weekly trading zone. If it's above the BBC, it's trying to get to the zone overhead. If it's below the BBC, it's trying to get to the zone below. Also, once you make note on your 30-minute chart of where price is at this time, draw a line in the sand here at 40.28 in this case, 39.85 in this case. When we go to my 30-minute charts, you'll see what my line in the sand looks like. You can make your line look any way you want. You can customize it to your heart's content. We trade every market exactly the same. Not just futures, crypto, forex, stocks. Everything we teach, every tool we provide, is fluid across all markets, futures, individual stocks, crypto, forex. When you move from market to market or stock to stock, what do you have to change? Absolutely nothing. Well, I mean, some rule has to change, right? No. Well, some setting on the indicator has to change, right? No. We're not teaching you how to trade a specific instrument. We're teaching you how to trade. How to read the chart, how to see the windows of opportunity as they present themselves on your 30-minute chart. And then every morning, for 2 hours, Michael teaches you on the 7-tick range chart how to execute the trade as it approaches the window of opportunity. Again, trading's not easy, but it can be simple. Someone in the workshop last night said they actually like to make it more complicated. Well, I can't understand why. The object is to be consistent and make money on a consistent basis. Complication is going to make it, well, I guess more complicated. But if you keep it simple, then simple is as simple does. All right. Now, everyone who's a member and everyone who's a free trial member got this report last night at 6:25 p.m. Eastern. But because this broadcast is open to the public, you might want to grab a screenshot of these numbers because we're going to walk through each and every one of the individual markets. Okay? Just grab your screenshot and we'll get after it. Start out with the daily chart as we always do. Back here last week, as blue and climbing turned to red and falling, we said this is potentially the beginning of a major down leg. And true to form, that's what happened. Last night in the members only workshop, we pointed out where price was headed, the 38% Fib retracement, and we caught a nice bounce. 39.48 is the 38% Fib retracement. That's from the low of October 13th to the high of February 2nd. Okay? That's how you draw your Fibs, from the low to the high. Now, we've been in a downtrend since March 29th of last year, closing in on a year. So we actually had reverse Fibs on the chart for almost a year. And I wanted to look at something different for a change, so I pulled down the reverse Fibs and just put ordinary Fibs up. Okay? But don't forget, we're still in a downtrend that began March 29th of last year. We've now got a bearish cross. This red and blue indicator, it's called the CFMA1. I refer to it as blue and climbing, red and falling. The green line is called the BBC. It stands for bull, bear, cross. When price crosses above that green line, you should anticipate higher prices. When price crosses below the green line, you should anticipate lower prices. Higher prices, lower prices. Now, you'll notice that red and falling turned to blue and climbing before price got above the BBC, so you get a heads up. Now, we don't trade off a daily chart, so why do we start with a daily chart? Because institutional traders watch daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way we watch 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, and range charts. Has to do with size. Institutional accounts are typically denominated in hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. The typical retail trader has an account denominated in thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. You never want more in your trading account than you need to trade the current level you're at. Because if there's a crash, your account will be wiped out. Okay? It's really important to remember. You may have 50 grand available for trading that you've saved up. But if you're only trading one contract, you don't want 50 grand sitting in your live trading account. That's just begging to be torn up. So be cautious. Keep in your account enough to trade at whatever level you've earned the right to trade at. When you first become a passport holder, a lifetime member with no recurring fees and no upsells, you're going to start out in your demo account. The 2420 Blueprint is going to walk you through the process of putting together 10 consecutive days in a row in the demo account before you even think about going live. Once you complete that, then the Blueprint will give you the green light to go live with one contract. Now that you're trading one live contract, your goal is to increase your account balance by $2,000. Once you accomplish that, the Blueprint will give you the green light to add a second contract. The biggest difference between the first and second contract is your first contract is funded with your startup capital, but your second contract and every contract after that is funded with profit you earned in the market. If you have the self-discipline to stay the course, before you know it, you'll be at 5 contracts. 2 points out of the S&P on any given day is worth $100 per contract. But by the time you earn your way up the ladder to trading 5 contracts, the same 2 points are now worth $500. And then as you work your way up to 10 contracts, the same 2 points that used to make you $100 a day now make you $1,000 a day. So it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. First, you have to learn how to trade, how to read the chart, how to understand the indicators and the weekly zones. As a lifetime member, you'll have lifetime access to the weekly zones, and you're going to find that those will become one of the most important tools that you have in your trading toolbox. So price has done exactly what we talked about last night in the workshop. We've come down to the 38. We've caught a bounce. Okay. Buyers don't seem too eager to drive it up. We've got the bearish cross in place. We're below the BBC, red and falling overhead. We break the 38. Then we look to the low of January 19th, right there, for potential support. Once that's broken, that puts us at the 50% Fib retracement, then the 62% Fib retracement. And then here is the low put in, the downtrend that began March 29th. The low was put in right here on October 13th. Okay. Now, everything we teach and all the tools we provide are fluid across all markets and all time frames. So everything I've said about the daily chart is true on a 1 minute chart, on a 30 minute chart, a daily, a weekly, a monthly chart, futures, individual stocks, crypto, Forex. Remember, you're not learning how to trade a specific instrument. You're learning how to trade. Once you learn how to trade, hey, you can trade anything, wherever opportunity exists. On the ES, the vertical line on the screen, this line right here, separates today, Friday, from yesterday, Thursday. And if we scroll back, you'll see Wednesday and Tuesday, etc. Okay. Now, this is where the market opened last night. Price made a move up. Plenty of room to get your goal for the day. But because blue and climbing had gotten directly above price, you expect that to be resistance. And it was. When the market finds resistance, it's going to go look for support. The pullback to the BBC holds more often than it doesn't. Held here, held here, held here. We know that eventually price will trade through the BBC. Once we have red and falling overhead, we stop looking for long trades. We're waiting for price to get below the BBC so that we can take advantage of the shorting opportunities. So we got the bearish cross right here. Now remember, red and falling started way back here. So you're done looking for long opportunities. Price gets below the BBC. This candle opens and closes below the BBC. Now you know which side of the street to trade on. From this cross, we dropped all the way to the target at 39.85. We dropped through the lowest weekly trading zone, and then we pulled right back. Only three things happen at a weekly zone. 70% of the time, you'll see consolidation. 20% of the time, you'll see rejection. 10% of the time, you'll see what we call the slice. When price slices through a zone like it's not even there, when that move runs out of steam, price will typically retrace back to the zone it sliced through and then continue in the direction of the slice. Now the step line is potential support. And because red and falling has now gotten directly below price, that tells us it's on its way, just like right here, to turning into blue and climbing. That's potential support. If price can get through the step line and red and falling, then your next support level is right here at the low of the day, 39.47.5. Below the BBC, red and falling, on your 7-tick range chart or your 5-minute chart, whatever smaller time frame you choose to execute on, you know which direction you should be trading in. That's what I mean about keeping it simple. Okay. Now, our members had the numbers last night at, what was it, 6:25. And the lines in the sand that I talked about, 39.85, that's what my line in the sand looks like. You can make yours look any way you want, but it serves as a great visual cue. Up here was the long, okay, but that got nipped in the bud as soon as blue and climbing got directly above price. It's on its way to turning to red and falling. Now, when price is dropping, you want to see price, the step line, red and falling, the BVC. Until the step line crosses red and falling, when that happens, that tells you price is going to attempt to pull back to the BVC. We pull back to the zone, which yesterday was support, today became resistance. We didn't make it all the way back to the BVC yet, but we may not be done, because we may find support right here, right here, or right here. On the Dow, the indices look almost identical. Price opens, runs into resistance, we get a bearish cross. And we hit the CTA short target. Then we hit the lowest weekly trading zone. And then we bounce back above it. And now we're consolidating at the lowest weekly trading zone. Now the zones are published Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. Once they're published, they're carved in stone for the entire week. They don't change in any way whatsoever. On the Russell, price almost made it to the long target, but we had resistance overhead. So really a trade you want to avoid. Unless you just grabbed a couple points out of this candle right here, or even this candle here. Bearish cross, same scenario. Price comes down, hits the short CTA target. comes all the way down to the lowest weekly trading zone, which was issued Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. Well, we had a holiday this week, so they came out on Tuesday morning. Price pulls back to the BBC. Pullback holds more often than not. And so down we go. And the BBC is about to get below the short target itself. However, look at red and falling. It's curling, about to become blue and climbing. That represents support. With the Russell, chances are we will end the week above the lowest weekly trading zone. On the NQ, here's where we opened. We consolidated for hours at the zone, and then we dropped beautifully. Price, step line, red and falling, BBC, right down at the target. From 12173 to 12073, that's $2,000 per contract traded. And on the NQ, price is still attempting to get to that lowest weekly trading zone. Crude oil, two-sided action. The indices behave much different than crude and gold and silver. You see, when it comes to E-mini contracts, there is an unlimited supply. But there's a finite amount of gold and silver. So the dynamics are far different. You'll learn that over time. Price opens here, well above the BBC. We got blue and climbing. Takes us right up to the target. Pull back to the BBC. The pullback holds. Takes us up to the target again. Price then gets below the BBC. Blue and climbing, turns to red and falling. So now we're looking to the downside. And there we are. We hit the short target. And we stopped at an area where we would expect support. Once support or resistance is defined, it will remain support or resistance until proven otherwise. On gold, we opened. Got above the BBC, made it up almost to the zone, and then blue and climbing, turned to red and falling, price got below the BBC, dropped down to the target, and now it's been consolidating for a few hours at the lowest weekly trading zone. Actually, there's one more zone below, 1785/86. Silver. Market opens, pulls up to the zone and the BBC, that support or resistance times two. Blue and climbing, turns to red and falling. And then all you got to do is be short. Down to the target. A two penny move is worth $100. From 21.23 to 21.26, that's 7 pennies. $350 per contract traded. We've now traded all the way down to the zone at 2093, where we consolidated. That's what will happen 70% of the time. And we still have one more zone left below, so silver could continue dropping all the way down to the lowest weekly zone. I don't expect that to happen today, but you got to embrace all possibilities. And you have to embrace that Sunday night when the Globex market's open. Because all of the alerts that come out Sunday night will be based off this week's zones. Because the new zones don't come out until Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. So we don't have a holiday this week. On the Euro, we lost data here on DT Pro. But price did trade below the short target. And last but not least, bonds. Here's where the market opened. Ran right up to the long target. Price got below the BBC. Ran right down to the short target. I made this chart to especially point out how simple it can be. Got nothing on there but the BVC. We're above the BVC, we expect higher prices. Price rarely travels in a straight line. Leg, retracement, leg. Leg, retracement, leg, retracement, leg. Hit the target there, bounced, hit it again, and again, and again, again, and here we are, well below it. With that, Michael should be ready to come on and give us a recap of what happened this morning in the live training room. Keep this number in mind, guys, 3948/47. That's where we bounced off the 38% daily fib retracement, just like we talked about in the workshop last night. That's keeping it simple. Okay, Michael.
Simple. All right.
Take it away.
All right. I did do the update on my browsers. I hope that I don't think that's going to be the issue, but I did do it anyway, so it can't hurt.
Well, that message that popped up.
Where was that text we got from Artem? Was that an email that we got from him with those instructions?
Yeah. And if you can't find it, I'll send it to you again.
Okay.
Because I forwarded it to you. Yeah, but the message that popped up said you need to update your browser.
Is that what popped up for you?
Yeah, okay, I sent you a screenshot of it.
Oh, in Telegram?
In the boardroom, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I updated the browser now.
Hopefully that'll do the trick.
I couldn't read that. The tall crunch up. I couldn't read that. There it is. Due to a corruption problem because the media and my browser did not respond. Okay. Well, then I guess we don't need to do that stuff about it. All right. And I did do the update. Browser,
hopefully so that'll fix it.
Hopefully. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right. So here we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Friday, the 24th day of February 2023. Okay, I'm going to get into all this in just a second here. If you have not taken a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com. Right here is a sign up for your free 5-day training now, 9:30 to 11:30. When you click on that, you'll be brought to this page. I'll make sure it goes to the right thing. When I updated it last night, it does. Fill out this little form. Once you fill out that little form, you'll be sent all the information you need to get into the room for 5 consecutive business days. All right, now the lesson plan. We'll start on day 1 on Monday. This week we had a short week, so we had to do 1 and 2 on Tuesday. All right. So the spreadsheet. Suddenly I don't have my spreadsheet open. Hang on. Let me get that going here. We'll go to the spreadsheet right now, and that's going to be in here and right there. So today our last trade of the day was actually our best trade of the day. And we had, let me go all the way down here. Is Bart in here right now? I don't think so. No, he's not. Okay. Go down to today. All right. This is today. Again, if you're gonna read the spreadsheet, you gotta read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today is the 24th day of February 2023. Made 20 ticks in crude. We lost 10 in gold and made 24 on the ES. 22 of that was in the very last trade of the day. That put us at $400 a contract. And today it took 87 minutes and 9 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, I was at $250 and took a total of 11 trades. So I did something in here last night to identify the trades, the days where I traded just one contract where I meant to be trading with two. On every one of those days, I traded with just one contract. So if I had been trading with two, it would have been double those numbers. Anyway, the rest of the month I managed to do with two contracts. Today I started out with one, but I didn't count that trade. And then I went to two contracts to get the goal for the day, and it took forever to do it. But nevertheless, we did get it. And on the month, now we're at $5,542 a contract. That is over 17 trading days, averaging $326 per contract per 2-hour trading day. If we were to quit trading, I'm sorry, we've now gone 36 out of 37 days getting our goal this year. And we've gone 6 days since our last non-green day. And 384 days since our last red day. Those are business days, both of those. All right, that's getting ready for next month. I'll just get rid of this blue day. That one. So on the year now, that is going to put us at put another row right in here. Insert one row above. There we go. On the year now, we're at $13,875. That is over 37 days, averaging $375 per contract per 2-hour business day. Remember, I'm only trading about an hour a day now, not like before. Bart, you're not here. Okay. All right. So if you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day and you were to add one contract a month, then so far this year, you would have only had to work 10.7 hours and you would have averaged $549 per hour doing it exactly the way that I did. But if you did manage to get two contracts on all month this month, it would have been $604 an hour. But doing exactly what I did, it would end up being $549 an hour. And that's what this column was for, Bart. I see that you're here. I think that that's what you're asking last night. This is the actual value of closed trades when the daily goal of $100 per contract is reached, when I'm actually trading the multiple contracts. Like every month leading up to this one in the spreadsheet where this is filled out, I did with one contract. And then at the end, I said, if you had two contracts on, this is what you would get. This I actually did with two contracts. Okay, that's why that one's different. So these numbers are going to be bigger. And next month, they're going to be bigger because I'm going to have three contracts on next month. Well, as long as I get up to $4,000 here in the next few days. So that's all that stuff. Now let's get into the actual trades that we took. It's 12:49, in 11 minutes we're going to start doing this live stream again. The live stream is going to be at the top of the hour. To get into the live stream, if you want to go here to tradingview.com, go to community, live streams, and down at the bottom it's going to say upcoming streams, and you will see our stream down there that we're going to be doing. And that one that didn't work out for us this morning, I'm going to do that again on Monday. Okay, the one that didn't work out this morning, I'm going to try that again on Monday. So there'll be more information about that coming up in here and these things. But this is how you get to that live stream. It's going to start at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, now the trades. Let's get into the actual trades. Okay, oops, I need that back up here. Bring that back up. The actual trades, they should be in here. Yes. All right, so I was looking at equities today for people, anybody that wanted to look at equities, we looked at equities. But I'll save that for the next part. For right now, we'll start out with the gold. We only had a couple of trades in gold, and one, I believe, was a break even, and one was a minus 10. Right here was a minus 10, and right here was a break even. All right, I ended up with just a break even trade on this one. It really doesn't look like it gave us a lot more opportunity than that. Looks like maybe right in here. Now the long-term trend wasn't really good right there. Right here, there was one that looks like I missed right in here. Could have gotten a long trade there and a long trade right there. I missed both of those. It just didn't give a lot of opportunity today. Gold did just not give a lot of opportunity. Okay. The crude oil, let's look at that. We ended up with plus 20 on crude. Okay, and it was really flat for a long time. Look great in here. For those of you guys who don't know, I released this this extra line right here to help you identify where it's trending and not trending. You know, when it's really flat and you can only see one line, you definitely don't want to be trading in that area. You want to wait until you see both lines in here going up or both lines going down. I put that out last night. So if you want to just hit refresh and you already have access to the context, then just hitting refresh will update that on your screen for you. It should, anyway. But the crude, let's start out here at the beginning. Looks like I didn't do anything here with the crude in the pre-market. Okay, it does look like there was a trade or two. One, I did actually do this one. This is the one that I said I didn't count. I did do that one, but I only had one contract on. So I didn't count it, and I just figured I'd wait and get the goal for the day when I had two contracts on. That's what I was trying to do. And then it took forever for me to actually get to that point. But our next trade was in here. We got a break even there, another break even there, and another break even here. Then we finally took a trade here where we actually gained a little ground. It looks like on the crude on that first one, we gained one tick. Is that right? No, we gained 13 ticks. Okay, and then on the next one, we stopped out, and that put us down to 3. And then the one after that, We gained 17 ticks, and that put us up to 20. And then it went flat for a long time. We didn't have any trades in here that we could do. Nothing in here that could be done. All right, yeah. And it looks like that's where we ended it with the crude. The closest thing that we had to a trade setup would have been right here, right at the end of the morning session, and I missed that. All right, I wasn't looking at that. I was doing the spreadsheet or something like that. There was an ES trade that happened at that time too. That actually would have been a really nice trade right in here. All right, the pull back down into the ribbon where the black line is on the bottom. That would have been okay to take right there. There was nothing else really. One right here that looks like it might have been a break even trade. And then it turned around, but it never pulled all the way back up into the ribbon and gave it down close. In here, everything flat. So you couldn't do anything there. Possibly a trade right here. Just a little bit of separation there. Okay. And that was crude oil today. And the ES was not a whole lot of fun either until the very end. But look at all this flatness in here on the ES. The moves that it had today were just minuscule. Like this right here. Did that and it just got totally flat. But we started out in here. We didn't have anything that we could do in there. Then it finally made this big leg down without giving us a trade setup. Pulled back up and it did give a trade setup in here that for some reason I missed. I didn't do a couple of them right there. And we finally did do one right here. And I stopped out on that one. So it was minus 10 ticks right there. And then as we move through, the long-term direction just flattened out, so we couldn't do anything all through there. It finally got bullish. It was a trade right here that I missed, right? That was a great trade to take. I missed that one. Another one right here, once it finally started moving down, gave some more direction, a trade there that I missed. So it looks like there were plenty of opportunities here when it wasn't flat, and then I just missed them. I grabbed this one right here, so I went on the ES. I had gone from minus 10 to minus 2, so I got 8 ticks, and then I went from minus 2 to plus 2. I believe right here I got 4 ticks. And then right at the very end, I put this trade on, and I got 22 ticks on this trade. That put me at 24, right? That was right at the very end of the session. And then it got sideways right here. We didn't have anything through there. It started to go long again. You could have taken this trade right here for another nice leg up right there. All right, got sideways again. The long-term direction is flat up here, so you don't want to trade that. You want to wait until it gets opened up, and you can trade down in here. This would have been tough because, you know, the black was just getting out of the red right there for the push down. Okay, and then all through here, there was nothing. And right in here, you get one more push down. The black out of the red. The black is in the red, you want to go short. All right, let me make that clear. If the black is in the red, you're looking for a pullback into the ribbon that you can short. If the black is in the green, you're looking for a push up out of the ribbon that you can go long. Right. Somebody had that backwards this morning in the room. And I just want to make sure again and again that every time I said it, the thousands of times that I've said it already, you get that straight. Because if you get that backwards, probably not going to work out very well for you. Okay. If anybody has any questions about that, you really need to schedule a meeting with me. That was pretty much what we did in there. Now I want to go here and look at the DT for a minute. All right, let me look at this in the DT, what we were looking at in here, what I was looking at this morning. The weekly trading zones and how we're below the lowest weekly trading zone. That's what this is right here. So we nailed it yesterday. We had a huge run up. Dwayne's going to talk about all this, I'm sure, but then we went right back down to it. And it's testing it again. By the end of the day, I mean, if we close down below, that's a really unusual thing. It probably will. The way it's looking right now, it'll probably get down. It'll stay down below it. Who knows, but that's a really unusual thing for it to close down below it like that. And the gold was hovering around its weekly trading zone all morning too. See right here around this weekly trading zone all morning. It didn't even approach the ribbon. That's the 30 minute in the gold. And here on the crude, right here it went up, it went down through it and came right back up out of it today so far. So I don't know what it's going to do. It's at that midpoint again where it was earlier this week for a long period of time. The midpoint between the zones, and it's just been kind of stuck there. Now when next week's zones come out, it'd be interesting to see what they're like when next week's zones come out due to the way that it was so tightly wrapped in here this week. That's all stuff that I'm sure Dwayne is going to get into in a lot more detail here coming up. Now, I am going to go over here, bring this back up so we can watch this. Again, the live stream is about to start here in the TradingView live stream. We're about to start that here in just a couple of minutes. I need to go over here and get that ready. And hopefully it's going to work out properly this time. So that whole browser thing, Dwayne, I'll look for that again. I'm going to do it all again Monday morning. So I'll get everything prepared over the weekend, put it up there, and then I'll do it as soon as we're done here. I'll get that prepared before the next meeting that I have coming up here. And we'll do the whole thing again Monday morning. All right, so I don't see any questions coming in here yet. If anybody's got any questions, feel free to type them in right now. And hopefully we'll be able to do this live stream here without any interruptions. One of the things that I did in the morning session that I am happy to do right now again, if anybody wants to look at any equities, Apple was just one of the ones we looked at this morning, but you can see in here it pulled back up into the ribbon. Long-term direction was bearish, pulled back into the ribbon and sold off the ribbon. This was the open today, had a gap down today at the open. It hasn't pulled back off of that gap down yet. Okay, so I would expect it's gonna fill that gap to get back up into the ribbon and then probably sell off again, is what I would think. All right. So it is now 12:59 and hopefully we are going to be able to get the stream started here when it turns to 1 o'clock. Does anybody have any questions? I don't see any questions coming in. So I'll just say, if you want to take a free trial with us and you haven't, go to mytradingiq.com and take a free trial from there. Okay. I'm probably going to say that again in the next half an hour, probably 10 more times, but I'll say it to you right now anyway. All right. We just turned over 1 o'clock on the chart. So I'm going to give it a couple of seconds here and then I'll start the stream and we'll start trading again here. All right. Let me shut that off, and it didn't let me do what it needed to do. Okay, so I'll try this, I'll shut the camera off again, click on that. This time it looks like it's going to let me there. Okay, I'll share that, and now hit start stream. Okay, now it doesn't look like the stream has started yet, so I don't know. There. Okay, now it looks like it started. All right, so here we go. This one worked. We're gonna roll with this right now. What we're looking for right now is for price to pull back up into the ribbon right here. The long-term direction is bearish, and we're looking for price to pull back up and get up in the ribbon here. Okay. If you are in here right now, this little piece right here. We had some technical difficulties this morning. Apparently it was my browser that was causing a problem this morning. Right here on the crude oil, the long-term direction is bullish, so it could be taken along in there, but I think it's already gone four ticks into profit. It has, so it's too late to get into it right now. On the ES right now, we have a high here of 59.75. High of 59.75, I'm gonna pump this to a seven range. Yes, good, it should be. We have a high here of 59.75, and we're going to look for a down close on this bar. If we get a down close on this bar here on the ES, we're going to sell it, right? That would be down at 57.75 right now. All right, we'll be selling 57.75. On the gold, we have long-term direction is bearish. The black is in the red, so all we need is a pull up into the ribbon, and we're going to sell that, all right? On the crude, we had the opportunity here, but I missed it. Okay, so I'm waiting here on the ES now. That number is going to be 60 down to 58 now. Right, so this is the way you would do it, like this. All right, the high of the bar is up here at 60, so the low of the bar is going to be here at 58.25. So I'm selling right here. I'm being proactive and putting my order on ahead of time because these are range bars, so I know how big the bar is going to be ahead of time. All right, so what we're looking for here is a down close that is going to close right here and trigger me in right there if we get the down close. If we don't get the down close, then I'll just cancel the order. Okay, but if we do, it's going to trigger me into the trade, and it should, like that, it triggered me in the trade. And now it should go down to, I'm thinking 39.55 is what I'm seeing right here. You got to watch. Now, every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk, and I move my stop to break even as soon as I get 4 ticks in profit. All right, so now I have 4 ticks in profit. And when I say 39.55 is what I was thinking for a target. If it takes me out of break even, it takes me out of break even, and it just did. That's going to happen. That is called risk management. Okay. Take the trades, and some of them are going to run, and some of them are not. Make yourself available for the run. And that's what we did right there. Over here on gold right now, we have a similar situation happening. 18.1 is the high. If you subtract 8 from that, it'd be selling 17.3. 17.3 on the gold. All right, the crude oil is starting to work out. Now, this is a secondary trade. You could have gotten into crude again right here from 76.08. Okay. Over here, we need the down close on the gold. And if the ES comes back up, taps the ribbon, and gives a down close, we can take that again. Okay. So over here on the crude, I missed the first opportunity. The first opportunity was, hang on, let me get my gold down back up. It's right here. Okay, the first opportunity on this was, which one is it? That one. This one. Hang on, let me move this over. Circle. The first opportunity was right here. Okay, the first opportunity was right in there. All right. The crude oil, that was the first opportunity, was right. Hang on. I'm trying. I can't really. I don't know how to work this thing. But anyway, the first opportunity was off the green right here. The second opportunity was off the green right here. If the ES gets back into the red right here and gives a down close, that would be an opportunity there. Over here on the gold, we're still looking for a down close. That's from 18.1. It would close here at 17.4 and then trigger me in at 17.3. If we get a down close, that would be a valid trade. The crude oil is working from the second one. I got the second one, but I didn't get the first one. So here's the second one that's starting to run right now. So I'm going to lock in 4 ticks on the second one. Okay, and the second one looks like it's going to go up to 76.26. Right? If it gets through 19 right here, it's going to go up to 26. Uh-oh. It gets through 17 right here, it's going to go up through 26. So I have 6 ticks locked in on this. Okay, over here on the gold, it's pulling back a little bit deeper. But it should move down. What we anticipate is that this green line is going to turn down and get down into the oversold area. And it's just going to sell off down into this area right down here. Okay. So on the crude oil, we took a little profit on that second one right there. I don't know what just happened to that ellipse that I had, that circle that I had on there a minute ago. But let me put this on right here. Oops. That's the wrong way. And the wrong color. Okay, so this is the long trade right there. And we took 6 ticks profit on that. We're still waiting on the gold to do what it's got to do. It should go down here to 16.1. The DOM's not really giving us any information right now to use for trading that. Over here on the ES, did we miss anything? Yes, we missed 2 trades here on the ES. It was one right here and one right here. We missed both of those. Or did we miss? No, I took one of those. I got to break even on one of those. That's right. Hang on. Put the break even trade on over here. I didn't miss both. I just missed one. Okay. And I missed the first crude trade. But I got the second one in the gold. We're just waiting to see what's going to happen with that. Okay. Let me go here and look at the live stream. Does anybody in the live stream have any questions? If you do, you can type them right into the live stream, and I'll be happy to answer them over there. I mean, if there's any questions in our regular stream, you just type those in as well. So Monday is going to be what, the 27th? Okay, let me paste this. Open Monday. Monday to 27. Okay, there. Okay. All right, so we're waiting right now for the gold to do something, give us some reason to. Oh, I mean, it should go down here, is what it should do. All right, it's pulling back up into the ribbon again, but the ribbon should hold and push it back down. The crude oil will, in fact, drop down here and then possibly move up over here on the ES. We want to pull back up into the ribbon and give us another shorting opportunity. All right, so I feel like I've been talking nonstop since we started this. Does anybody have any questions at this point? Anyone? Anybody that's watching in the live stream right now in TradingView, do you guys have any questions? Do you want me to look at any equities? I'm happy to look at equities for you if you want to look at equities and see how it works with equities. We had a bunch of guys asking about that yesterday and today in the room this morning. And crude oil is pulling back down toward the ribbon right now. If it actually gets into the ribbon, we'll have an opportunity there. And it looks like my charts just stopped for a second. It needs to go down one more tick here, the crude. One more tick and then give us an up close. Okay. And the gold may still come around over here. When this bar closes up, it's going to look like it actually hit it right there on the crude, I think, right? It's got a low here of 07. That means it's going to have a high of 15 is what we'd be buying. When it paints that bar, the angle that it's going at, it's going to look like it hit it right there, I think. Right, so the gold is starting to come back around for us over here. And we want to see the gold get down here to 16.1. The Dom's saying 16.4 right now. Okay, but my chart is saying maybe 16.0. BA Jack says, okay, let's take a look at that. Let me move this down a little bit. And we're looking for the up close here on crude. We're looking for the gold to keep moving down. We want to see four ticks in profit. After we get four ticks in profit, we'll move this stuff to break even. I'll look at that in just a second, Jack, okay? Jack, one look at BA. So I'll look at that in just 1 second. So here, let me click over here. I can keep looking at the gold while I do that for you, Jack. Oh, it's not stuck. That's what you want, Boeing. I was saying, what the heck? Okay, and this is what Boeing looks like, and this is on 100 range. So each one of these bars is $1, right? Now if I spread this out a little bit, see we had this huge gap down right here this morning. So it's gonna fill that gap at some point. We are at plus two ticks on the gold right now. If it gets down to four ticks, it's gonna get right here to 16.8. And I'll move the stop to break even. Okay, but that's what it looks like right now, Jack. Okay. What did you say? Okay. Okay, well, that's good. Well, there is the there's the Boeing quote. If you want to look at anything else, you know, we're happy to take a look at it. But you can see in here, I'll spread this out a little bit more. Well, the crude's about to give us a trade too, so I'm going to keep looking at that. The ES isn't giving us a trade right now, so we can keep that where it is. But if you scroll back and you look in here, when it pulled back, there's the crude. When it pulled back and hit the ribbon while you had your bearish separation, every time it pulled back into the ribbon with the bearish separation and the black stayed in the red, you had this huge move down right here, this huge move down right here, smaller move right here, then everything got flat. You had this big gap down right here. Now the crude just triggered in. Okay, so we kind of got to pay attention to that too. Here that one is. And four ticks in profit, and that stop goes to break even. Right? That stop is at break even. So I think the crude is going to go at least up here to 26. That's what I was looking for a few minutes ago too. But I think it's probably going to go through that up to 30. But we'll take what we can get. Right? The last crude trade we picked up six ticks, I think. I think it really wants to push up right here. If you look at the totals down there, the totals are suggesting down. But I think it wants to push up. All right, so I'm going to lock in five more on this, six more on this, and eight. Okay, and so we end up with eight more on the crude. Okay, so I'll slide that over, and now the gold needs to go one more tick. Don't that stop to break even? Okay, we just got to drop down one more tick here on the gold and bump that stop to break even. Come on. Come on, gold. All right, it's testing me. All right, so while I'm waiting for that, I'll put an arrow over here on the crude. All right, another arrow over here on the crude. Another successful crude trade. Crude has been the money maker for us today. Gold has not. All right, so I showed you that on Boeing. Is there anything else you want to look at? Any other symbols, anybody? Don't see anybody typing anything in, but I'm happy to look at any other symbols you might want to look at. Right, on the ES, it needs to pull back and actually hit the ribbon. It didn't actually hit it on this pullback right here. It might do it on this one. Okay, let me go all the way to the end here on Boeing. Okay. And I feel like the gold is getting ready for like a huge move. It's like coiling up, feels like. All right, so on the crude now, we don't have a trade here right now on the crude, but I'm gonna bring this over and just show it to you. I was thinking if it got up above this area right in here, it was gonna make a big run. It hasn't made that big run yet. Looking down at the totals at the bottom, it still wants to go up. I like 76.30. If we get a pullback right now, we're so close to getting our stop. There it is. Stop to break even on the gold. All right, we finally hit the fourth tick down. So stop goes to break even on the gold. Now on the crude, if it pulls back down, it gives us another opportunity. I like 30 on that on the upside. Okay, so I'll draw a line up here for you. And in the partners meeting last night, John, I believe, had asked me, you know, what I'm looking at when I'm picking tops and stuff like that. I'm looking at a few different things. Mark, you want to look at the DAX? Okay, I'll go look at that with you in just a second. Look at this down here. Gold is going down to 15.9, and that is so close to the low of the day, it's probably going to go right through that into the low of the day. I'm locking one tick on the gold just to pay for the cost. The ES is almost ready to give a trade here, and let's go to look at the DAX. Okay. Here and do DAX. Yeah. Would I look at that, Mark? I go to all. There it is. DAX index. Oops, that's not it. Hang on. Let me do it again. DAX of the future one right here. Oh, that's not it either. That's good. That's DAX1 here. NYMEX, this one. No data here. I mustn't have data for that. Okay, so the ES has pulled all the way back up, but now the black is about to get out of the red. On the down close, the black is going to get out of the red, I think. If it stays in the red, we'll short it on a down close, but if it gets out of the red, and I think it's going to, then we're not going to have a trade. Okay. Pick another symbol, Mark. I apparently don't have data for that one. What time is it? 1:16. So this is good. We've had plenty of trades so far today. We've had one in each market. I missed the second one here on the ES. Got the break even on that. I missed the second one. Probably would have been a break even anyway. All right. So I need to change our signature. Say something about the Monday stream now. And the gold, we don't have any risk on. See how the black got out of the red right there? That is not a good short. I mean, it'll probably work out. Right, we ended up with a plus one tick over here on the gold after all that. It'll probably work out, but it doesn't meet the requirements for taking the trade. It's a little lower probability because of that. The easy and obvious when the black is clearly in the red or clearly in the green, the easy and obvious trades. Right? If you just take those, you'll do all right. Let's see. Now, we had technical difficulties this morning. Sorry apparently my browser needed to be updated. And well, I won't make that mistake again. I'll make sure that thing is updated every time I turn it on. It's kind of a weird thing to snag me on though. Right, so the crude oil just about got up to the 30 level that I was looking for. And I was starting to tell you about what I went over last night in the partners meeting with when John asked those questions last night about what I'm looking for when I look for tops and bottoms. I'm looking left. I'm looking at the DOM. I'm looking at, no, well, when I'm looking left, I'm looking for prior areas of support and resistance. I'm looking at the DOM. If I don't have an area of prior support and resistance, then I'm looking at other things that that come as part of the package, like the weekly trading zones. I'll look for areas within the weekly trading zones, between the weekly trading zones, things like that. When I'm looking for areas where it's probably going to find a top or probably going to find a bottom. All right. But most of the trades, as you've seen, I exit most of the trades with a trailing stop. Most of the trades, I exit with that trailing stop. All right, yeah. So here on the ES, we didn't want to take that. Let me put this to something else. Just some other, anything that's not showing that. Right, the gold's got another short here, guys. Hang on. Just use Disney over here. On that. Okay, so the gold's got another short. It was red off a red right there again. And this one, it already went down four ticks into profit here. It already went four ticks into profit. I'm just going to throw my stop at break even right here. So it looks like it did. I think it ticked on that fourth one down. It doesn't show it on the chart. But anyway, my stop's at break even on that. And this over here on the ES, the reason you don't take those lower probability trades is because, well, they're lower probability. Right here on crude, we get an up close. That's going to be a long trade. You see that big, big, quick move down it just had right here. It gapped from here down to here. Okay, so you gotta be careful with this one right now. That's gonna be all the way down here at 10 up to 18 right now is what you'd be looking at. Again, if that white line is going against you at the close of the bar, you don't wanna take that trade. Right, wait until that white line is going with you. Okay, that was the close of this bar. That was from the partners meeting last night. One of those things from the partners meeting last night. Like right there, that white line turned up. That's a much better looking trade. The black is out of the green, but it's still a much better looking trade. Ends up with a break even on the gold again on the second trade. Okay, that was right there. Change that to yellow. All right. I can bump the ES to the 7 range. It just refreshed on me. But if we bump that to a 7 range, it'll look the same. Oh, and I was, you know, I do that to keep it in alignment with the other charting platform. But in here, I should keep it on 7 range. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for pointing that out. I should have them all on 7 range. Can I get the volume total at the bottom of Dynamic DOM on NinjaTrader? You can. It works differently in the DOM of NinjaTrader. And I actually took that crude trade. NinjaTrader places it like right at the bottom. It places the total like right at the bottom of the list, okay, or right at the top of the list. But you have to pay for depth of market to get that sort of information. Okay, I'm just going to lock in six more ticks here on the crude. No, I'm going to lock in 10 on the crude. And it should go up all the way up here to 45 is where that should go up to right now. I don't know if it's going to go all the way up there right now, but that's where it should go up to. All right, I'm going to slide it over here. You can watch it there. And the goals, I'm still thinking it's going to go down to here eventually. All right, I'm going to lock in 12 on this. Now, another way to manage this, if the green line gets up into the overbought, it's time for it to pull back down and go back down to the oversold. Right, so that's another way to manage this trade. I'm managing it right now. I was managing it based upon prior price action looking left, but now we've gone beyond that. So I'm managing it with the DOM, and now I'm managing it with the slingshot. Okay, you want to see that green line get all the way up into the overbought. You see how the white line is already all the way up there? The green line will be the second thing. Okay, so we're just going to keep tracing this and following this and chasing this trade. And this is a good target number for it. Okay, So right now I'm in what, 15 ticks right now, 14 ticks. So that's what you're looking for in there. Okay. We didn't pull back and hit the ribbon here on the gold. I'd really like to see a little follow through on the gold before we trade another one on that one. The ES completely failed us on the pullback here. I'll never give an opportunity to go short, right? It never followed up with a shorting opportunity. Now the crude, you know, I'll lock in 15. And if it gets all the way up here, that's going to be 18, 28, 38. It'd be 27 ticks, I guess, up there. But we're out with 15. So that was another good trade. Now that one, the black line was actually out of the green on that one, but I had left my order on. I forgot the order. All right. Now another thing that went that trade, we went over this in the partners meeting last night. When the white line down here, the lead line is the actual name of it, the lead line pulled out of the oversold and crossed over the green line. That's a good continuation signal. And if you get that kind of a signal pretty much anywhere when the ribbon is good and everything else is looking good, that's usually going to work out pretty well. Now, what was the next number up I said on this? It was 45. 45 was what I said, right? So let me draw that in for you right now. 45 is going to be right up here. Right here. 45. All right, yeah. Yeah, we don't have anything. But Nightmare GPU. Did you get that? You have to, with NinjaTrader, the NinjaTrader DOM, you have to pay for the extra data, you have to pay for the depth of the market. And you're gonna have to, it won't show it like the DD Pro DOM. This is a StoneX DOM. It's not going to show the totals down at the bottom like this. It's going to show it right at the end of your quotes. Okay, that's where it'll show it right there. I don't exactly know how to turn that on. I'm sure there's a switch somewhere to turn it on, but there's so many switches with Ninja. That's how you can get it. So hang on, let me type that in. So in hindsight, people will come and look at this after the fact. Some people don't look at that in hindsight. I actually see the answer to your question. Yeah, I know you can do it with TradingView too. If I were to connect this to my StoneX right now, maybe you would see all that in there. You can do it not just CES, also for crude oil too, I think. Okay, but I mean, you don't really need that much. And I'm pretty sure that's a setting also that you can set. But even with StoneX, I mean, even with TradingView right now, if I were to connect to my StoneX over here and I were to connect my DOM, you can see like a whole bunch in there, the level two stuff or the depth of market. Oh, it's 1:27 already. This morning went by really fast, this afternoon, I guess. Meeting after meeting after meeting today. All right, so crude oil is just about pulling back down to give us another opportunity here. This would be our fourth opportunity in this half an hour. That'd be outstanding. The gold gave us one here that we took a little profit on, just a tick. One here that we took a break even on. The ES gave us this one break even here. And on the 6 tick range is what I was looking at it earlier, and it actually pulled back and gave a second one on the 6 tick range. On the 7 tick, you can see it only gave the one. And we ended up getting a break even on that. So I don't know if we're going to have another time for any more trades in here. If anybody has any questions, you want me to look at any more equities, you know, or ETFs or anything like that, that's what I have this one over here for. You know, we can look at anything you want, except the DAX, because I don't have the data for that. But anything? You guys have anything? We're getting down to the bottom of the hour here, so I'm going to end up closing this down here pretty soon. Again, if you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial, go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial right there. With TradingView, you just need to give us your profile name. Okay, just give us your profile name, and we'll set you up right away. You'll be able to get your charts like this. What I do when you sign up and you give us your profile name, what I'm going to send you is an email that's got four different layouts in it, preset layouts in it. Right, they have all the indicators on it. Everything's all set up for you. So all you have to do is open those layouts up. They're shared layouts. You know, in here it would say sharing. They're shared layouts, and they're read only. You won't be able to do anything with it. You won't be able to draw on it or do anything with it. But up in the right-hand corner here, you're gonna have a copy button. If you hit that copy button, it'll prompt you to rename it, and then it'll become your layout. Right, so you can rename it. You can do whatever you want with it, but it'll be all set up for you. Two of these going here, but you can do all that with it. All right, I was looking here, I just wanted to look back a little bit and see what it looked like, but I already did that. This was Disney, I did that with Boeing, I thought. But in here again, you know, when the long-term direction is bearish, the black is in the red, you get to pull back up into the ribbon, you just sell the ribbon, sell the down close. And this is, you know, a buck a bar, so the sell would have been here at yesterday morning at 9:37 at whatever price this was right here. Watch the crude oil, the crude's about to give us another trade. At 108.26, and it sold all the way down here at 10 bucks, just $9 in a day. That's a big move. You know, if you have a whole bunch of contracts, a whole bunch of shares, it's a big move. Again, I'm so used to saying contracts. All right, so we need an up close here on the crude. Now it's 130, so I don't know if we're gonna be able to get the whole trade off here, but we'd be looking at 17 plus 8, so we'd be buying 25 right there, okay, like this, because these are range bars. You know ahead of time where that bar is gonna close, so you can put your order one tick above where it's gonna close. I know that bar is gonna close at 24. If the bottom stays where it is right here at 17, add 7, that's where it's gonna close, plus 1 is where you want your order to be. All right, so that's what we're looking at. The gold didn't really follow through on the push down. It did give a second push, but it didn't really follow through, and it looks like it's pulling back up to test it right here. The ES, the black, is getting out of the green, so we're not going to end up having a trade there. Okay, and there's the trigger on the crude, right? The black is still in the green on the crude, so that is a valid trigger. Now, we're at the end of the session here, so I don't know if we're going to hold out for this whole thing, but we were able to show you a few decent trades here in this one half an hour period. Between 1 and 1:30, and we didn't have any technical difficulties today. So that is good. In this session, we didn't have any technical difficulties. I do think the crude's probably going to run up to here this time, all the way up to 76.46. Okay, there it goes. It's starting a nice run. Here's the trade. Okay, I'll throw my stop at plus 3 ticks on this one, and I'm going to throw a target up there at 46. We'll let it play out and see what it does. I'm either going to end with plus 3 or I'm going to end with plus 21. Okay, we'll just let this play out and see what happens here. So again, if you guys are interested in taking a free trial with us, you should do it now so you get everything set up, so you'll have it over the weekend if you want to look at things over the weekend. And Sunday night at 6 p.m. is when the markets become active again, right? 3 ticks. Sunday night at 6 p.m. is when the markets become active again. And if you're on our trial, then I'm pretty sure you'll be getting information starting Sunday night. You'll have access to some of our Telegram channels. We will start putting out information, and other people that are in the Telegram channels will start putting out information as well.
Logic alerts, concierge, trade alerts, etc.
All that stuff starts Sunday night for us. So if you're thinking about taking a trial, go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the trial there. send us your profile name. I'll send you an email that has three layouts in it with some instructions and a quick video. You can watch all that stuff and get set up today. You need to set up right now, as a matter of fact. All right. So I think I said all that, right? We're going to do this again Monday morning. We tried to do a live stream this morning at 9:30, but I had a problem with my browser, apparently. So we're going to try it again Monday morning at 9:30 at the open. We'll go 9:30 to 10:30. All right. So I'll be putting a link, a thing out in the trading view for you to be able to join that on Monday morning. And Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30, we'll do this again. But if you really want to, get a taste for it, you got to get your own indicators going. Right. So sign up for the free trial and we'll get it on your desktop for you today. And you'll have it all weekend. You will have a much better understanding of what's going on when we get going again next week. All right. I'm going to wrap up the live stream. Thanks for coming today, everybody. Thanks for the questions. And again, free trials at mytradingiq.com. Go, hang on, Dwayne. I got to move over one more thing. All right, the stream has ended. You can pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. I don't see it yet.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, guys, look where we're at. We're right back at that 38% Fib retracement from the October 13th low to the February 2nd high. To become, what was the recap of the recap for the morning session, Michael?
Oh, today it took a while because I kind of messed things up. But it took 87 minutes and 9 trades to get to $250.
Way to hang in there.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you. Got to execute the edge over and over.
Okay, guys, Michael has already told you how to take your free trial. But if you've already taken your free trial, it's time to step up to the plate and become a lifetime member. No recurring fees, no upsells, no new shiny objects to buy from us, ever. You've got lifetime access to the live training room. 9 out of 10 new traders fail because they don't have anyone to teach them how to trade. Yeah, there's books and there's YouTube videos, and we have nothing against either one. In fact, we got an awful lot of videos ourselves. But none of that is a replacement for a living, breathing instructor in an interactive environment, putting on, taking off trades live in real time while you trade along in your demo account so that you can qualify to go live, and answering your questions throughout the whole 2 hours. But that's just 2 hours out of a 24-hour day. Futures trade 23 hours out of a 24-hour day. And so you need to get plugged into Telegram. Telegram.org. Download it on your phone, tablet, PC, Mac, wherever you have internet connectivity. Because that's the real heartbeat of CFRN. You can get around-the-clock support 24/7. You'll have access as a member to all. We have got about 10 different Telegram channels. As a lifetime member, you'll have access to all of them. You'll also have access to unlimited one-on-one private mentoring. The strategy, the methodology that you learn, the indicators that you own for life are fluid across all markets and all time frames. That's futures, that's stocks, that's crypto, that's Forex, that's a one-minute chart, a monthly chart, a daily chart, a weekly chart, and everything in between. Tick charts, range charts, fluid across everything. And as a lifetime member, you'll receive the Logic 247 alerts round the clock as opportunity presents itself. You'll get the CTA static report every evening shortly after the Globex open. You'll have access to the members-only workshop each Thursday night. It's the all-access pass to everything we do, everything we've ever done, and whatever we do in the future. To become a lifetime member, go right here, eminifuturestrading.com. If you have questions, call 949-42-EMINI or send an email to support@cfrn.net. Trading can be a lonely business, but not with us, because you'll be surrounded by successful traders who have learned the strategy that you're learning using the indicators that you're using, and there's always someone there to lend a helping hand. Plus, you can book a mentoring session at any time with myself, with Michael, with Bert, with Valerie. You don't have to trade alone. And trading, again, can be a very lonely business. Because getting stopped out is just part of trading. But getting stopped out and not understanding why you got stopped out, well, that's when people start banging their head against the wall and throwing their monitors, and it doesn't have to be that way. Hire us. We'll teach you how to trade. Once you know how to trade, you won't need us. We hope you'll stick around and be a part of the community. We have a very vibrant community in Telegram, and we want you to be around to help the next new guy that comes along, or new lady. Okay? eminifuturestrading.com. Once you get to that webpage, a couple mouse clicks, or actually one mouse click, you're done. And then Valerie will go to work this afternoon, making sure you have all the links that you need for platforms, for indicators, for the Logic 247 channel, concierge trade alerts, everything. No recurring fees, no upsells, no new shiny objects to buy from us, ever. Lifetime, it's true lifetime membership with no fine print. Let's wrap it up with our good word for the day. We've been talking the last 2 days about navigating life's losses. We're going to continue. Part 3. Ecclesiastes 3:6. There's a time to gain and a time to lose. How can we help children navigate life's losses? Number one, don't underestimate their capacity for grief. Children are often the forgotten grievers. Their pain is real and intense. Recognize and validate it. Number two, don't avoid talking about the loss when they're present. Excluding them from adults in mourning denies them the opportunity for support and increased understanding of their loss. Include them in the family's collective grief experience. Number three, encourage them to share their feelings about the loss. Teach them that being real is more important than being strong, and confirm that their feelings matter. Very young children have a limited understanding of the meaning, permanence, and irreversibility of death. They can only talk about it briefly and concretely. Older children understand its meaning and should be encouraged to talk about it. Number four, make allowance for each child's personality. Our personality determines our grieving style. Introverted children may need their own space. Extroverted ones may need to be verbal and sociable. Dependent children need strong adults around them. Independent ones can handle a lot on their own. Number five, communicate realistically with them. Adults often use language that confuses children. Things like, your dad's gone home, fallen asleep, passed away, gone to his rest. Speaking of death as the end of this physical life is biblical. Clarifies the significance of the loss and allows the children to ask questions that matter to them. Your children can handle loss. and they can understand that everlasting life is God's great solution. And one day, we will join our loved ones in heaven. Just read John 14, verses 2 and 3. And that, my friends, is the good word for the day and for the week. Hope you have a great weekend with the ones you love. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.